All right, implementing half note triplets. On page 117 of this David Oakes book, which I will scan and make a PDF out of, it says half note triplets are really similar to quarter note triplets. Most of the time you find them when it's in cut time, so it ends up being the same as quarter note triplets. Well, let's go over what quarter note triplets are. And I'm not going to explain how to get the triplet sound because I already have enough instructional material. This is implementing it. So I'm going to dive straight into playing it. If you have 4-4 and the beats 3 and 4 have the quarter note triplets on it, quarter note triplets have a total of 2 beats, right? So it would be 1, and if you're in the key of D, let's say, I just chose randomly the key of D. So if you're in the key of D and the beat is 1, 2, 3, 4, then you're 1, 2, da, di, do, 1, 2, da, di, do. Alright, so you don't have to use kind of call, you could say 1, 2, that. So play it with me as we go. And the tempo here is 75. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just play any notes in D. Alright. Of course, we could also put the triplet on the front side of the beat, like 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm playing like quarter note triplets for beats 1 and 2, and then 3 and 4 and eighth notes for the remaining. You could also put the quarter note triplet twice for a total of 6 notes in a bar, like 2, 3, 4, 1 triplet, 3 triplet. So play with me, 1, 2, 3, 4. So I recommend you just play around with putting the triplet either on the front side or the back side. Let's just play around together and just put it in and either on the front side or the back side. Don't try and put it on beats 2 and 3, and then, because that'd be a little more challenging. Like, just put it either on beat 1 for 2 beats or beat 3 for 2 beats. Yeah, so the count for like the double triplets, like 6 against 4, it would be like 1 triplet, 1 I said 1 triplet, 3 triplet, meaning I'm marking the third beat of the bar, so we could do it like that. But you could also do 1 triplet, 2 triplet, 1 triplet, 2 triplet, 1 triplet, 3 triplet, whatever. I don't want to throw you off, but that's what I was saying. I was saying 3 so that it matches up with the third beat in the bar. Notice that the fourth note of the 6 lines up with the third beat. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's the same, lines up, the 4 lines up with 3, like 1, 2, 3. 4 lines up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, if that's too many numbers for you, it's just the second set of triplets is on a downbeat. If you're having trouble with this, let's do some counting exercises. I'm going to count the 4 beats, and then 1 and 2, and then a triplet on beats 3 and 4. It'll sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1 triplet. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1 triplet. Or you could say 1, 2, 3 triplet. 1, 2, 3 triplet. 1, 2, 3 triplet. 1, 2, 3 triplet. Da. So now we're going to do a play along. Any notes in the key of D, or D major pentatonic, whatever. And I'm going to say whether we're going to do it the triplet on the front side, on the back side, or both sides. All right? So first we'll say a rhythm. First I'll say a rhythm, then we'll play it. 1, 2, 3 triplet. Now a new one. 1, 2, 3. That's the same one, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. one triplet, two triplet. Now two bars where all is quarter notes and then two sets of triplets. It'll sound like this. One, two, three, four, one triplet, two triplet. Now we're going to reverse it. One triplet, three, one triplet, two triplet, two, one, two, three, four. Okay, and hopefully you got all those.